Zach Barah. It's going to be a very long tefillah this Shabbat. And the other time of year that this happens is Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, when it happens. And if, imagine if it's during Shabbat Brachot and there's a Brit Milah on Shabbat, what a Birkat HaMazon that's going to be. What a probably longest possible Birkat HaMazon. But it's going to be a long tefillah, and there's a lot of standing around while you listen to Chazar HaShat. So in order to help us out, the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael are very helpful. There are a lot of points that are built in to help us remember to pay attention. What am I talking about? We're going to say, Yalev Yavo. Everyone was Mili Yalev Yavo. Says, and they're at the end, the second half of the paragraph is, Chaim Tovim Shalom, and all those little things that we say at the end. Everyone says, Amen, 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 Amen. If you stay here for Shabbat and you dive in across the street, you won't hear any of that. They don't add those extra amens in there. So what's going on? How come there's a difference of opinion when it comes to those amens, and why do we do these things? So there's a Gemara in Shavuot that says that when you hear a good thing, hear Beracha, you're supposed to answer Amen. I agree with it, or I want it to happen, depending on your interpretation of the word Amen. And the Geonim say it's not only when you hear Beracha B'Shem Malchut. It's not only when you hear Beracha B'Shem Malchut that you have to respond Amen. Even if you hear a Harachaman, all the Harachamans in Birkat HaMazon, if you hear them, the Geonim say, Rav Haigaon says, one is supposed to answer Amen. So it's a little bit interesting. There are a number of different places in our tefillah, in our liturgy, where we do this, where we answer Amen when we're not answering to a Beracha. For example, when it comes to Birkat Kohanim, when there are no Kohanim, for whatever reason, and the Shaliyah Tzibur is saying all the Berachot one by one, we don't answer. Some people have the minhag to answer Amen, whereas others have the minhag to answer B'Ken Yihi Ratzon. In the Kaddish of the Yamim Noraim, the long Te'anu through Berachah Yina Shamayim, Shari Ora, Shari Avach, all those things, everyone answers Amen, Amen. Where is that coming from? It's coming from right here. That the Geonim said that even on things that aren't the Berachah B'Shem Malchut, you should answer Amen. On Shabbat, we say Elohim Elohim, Otenu Vetzena, everyone says, Amen. All same idea, that we want to, even on a beracha, that's not B'Shem Malchut, we want Hashem to do it. But, there are those who disagree. The Ma'amar Mordechai says, that when it comes to Birkat Kohanim, since the Shaliach Tzibur is not giving the beracha, the Shaliach Tzibur is reading Pesukim, telling how this is what Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron, for them to say. It's a Sipur Devarim. So you really shouldn't answer Amen according to the Ma'amar Mordechai. You should actually answer, Ken Yihi Ratzon. In fact, the Ma'amar Mordechai is the Shitato. He says the same thing on Yalev Yavo for Rosh Chodesh. That on Rosh Chodesh we say Yalev Yavo, the Ma'amar Mordechai says you should answer Ken Yihi Ratzon to all of those things, but I don't think that anybody follows that minhag. So when it comes to those non-structured berachot, when somebody goes over to you and says, Inshallah, Inshallah, you should get married next year, you're next, or that was that the Shevatim, that 12 Shevatim, you can answer Amen according to most of Rishonim. You can answer Ken Yihi Ratzon according to the Ma'amar Mordechai, and that's what the appropriate thing to do is. However, there's more. Ashkenazim really get thrown off. By the way, when it comes to deciding which one of the Siddur, Rav Avadia says, whatever you do, you have what to rely on, because this chiyuv to answer Amen isn't really a chiyuv than it siv says. It's just a itzah tovah, it's a nice thing to answer Amen, you're not chayav to answer Amen to that. But okay, there is a little bit more though. In the Sephardic liturgy, Ashkenazim really get thrown off when they dive in with us sometimes, because they're in middle of Chazar HaShas, and all of a sudden, when the Shaliach Tzibur says Atah Kadosh, everyone goes, Emet! And then another Atah Kadosh, Emet! And everyone says, Selah! And he's like, what? And in Hank, it was really funny. The Ashkenazim used to walk around saying, Selah! Randomly, because they had no idea why we were doing it in the middle of our tefillah. Or we said, V'tein Tal Matal Ibracha, everyone says, Ibracha! Everyone, when you say Mashiva Ruach Maria Geshem, everyone says Yivracha. And many Svaradim, not the Persians at least, but many Svaradim say when you get V'chol Chaim Du Chasela, Baruch Hay Olamim. Where does that come from? It threw me off the first time I heard it also. So all of that comes from a very simple point. We want people to pay attention. So if we get them involved, they'll pay more attention. So these are two reasons why we have all these extra responses in the middle of our tefillot. And it'll help us over the course of the coming Shabbat to be more focused on what's going on in Tefillah. Have a great day. Where is that written? The attention thing? Magen Avot. And Rav Levar says that. Magen Avot. In Siman Tav. In Rav Levar, the Moroccan Sefer. We have it right here. It's right here on the side. On Tav Chaf Bet. In Hilchot Rosh Chodesh. Everything else, Rav Adya writes, and some people quote Rav Adya when they quote his sources, other people don't quote Rav Adya when they quote his sources. But they're clearly ripped off Rav Adya. Either way. Right here on the right, next to where the rabbi is standing, on his right, the shelf next to him.